Romans 12, we're going to read one. This is about the only thing on the order of service that stayed the same. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, and the one who contributes in generosity, that the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. The first verse of this passage is an appeal. It is a pleading, if you will. It's not just a suggestion. It's I'm on my knees, in a sense, not groveling, but just saying, I appeal to you. I'm really strongly asking you to do something. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. We live in a day where people compartmentalize their lives, and they've got their Sunday thing, and they've got their Monday through Friday deal, if that's a job or school or whatever, and they've got these compartments for things. And we give God, I'm going to give God this, and he's going to get this part of me. Everything else is kind of for my own use. And Paul is saying here, I'm begging you, by the mercy of God, to take your whole self and put it on the altar. To take everything that you are, all of your hopes and desires and dreams, your talents, your gifts, everything that you have, lay it on the altar of God. This is worship. Worship is not necessarily singing songs. Worship is not just coming to church for an hour or, you know, hour to 45 minutes on Sunday mornings. Worship is every day waking up with the desire to serve God with every ounce of our being. Worship is pouring out our lives for others. Worship is answering the phone when we know this is going to be an hour-long conversation, you know, with somebody who's hurting. We know that they, you know, there have been so many times where it's just like, that's what living as a living sacrifice is. It's going in the hard places. It's preaching to the unlovable. It's caring for those who maybe don't seem to deserve it. And it's because Christ did that for us. The foundation of us being living sacrifices is that Christ was a living sacrifice for us. So as we begin to sing some songs and pour out our hearts, I want us to be praying right now that God would promote in our hearts a desire and a drive to offer up our whole lives to him, every portion of our lives, that there will be not any area that we keep to ourselves, and that he would be the foundation, he would be the bedrock, he would be the drive for all that we do, that when we use our gifts, that we would do it with him in mind and honoring his name. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray over our offering, and this is going to be weird. This may seem strange, but in the first song, I'm going to pray over our offering. I'm going to put the offering plates right down here, and during worship, at any point, if you want to come and present your offering, do it and come. And I would commend anyone, because I want this to be kind of a a time where you wrestle with your heart before you bring your offering, that you say, am I really generous? Am I really wanting to see God work, or am I just feeling guilty about this? So I'm going to put the offering plates down here. After I pray, if the kids want to go out, they can be dismissed. And then we're going to and one word I like to use, get after the Lord. We're going to pursue him, and Lord willing, he'll pursue our hearts as well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you not quite sure how today is going to go, but I'm sure that your Spirit is able to work in our hearts. And so I come with expectation that you would do a work in my heart, that you would do a work in the hearts of everyone gathered here. That as we begin new chapters in life, as we begin a new season in the church, as far as programs starting and things beginning, that our hearts would be just motivated not by the list of things to do, but by the fact that we get to serve you, that we get to participate in ministry, that we get to learn more about you so that we can share that with others, that we can be a light into a dark world. Lord, I pray that you would just guide our every move, that all of us would offer our bodies as living sacrifices, that our worship would not just be a song, but our worship would be our entire lives poured out for the kingdom of God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.